And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our 1,000th show and four big giveaways throughout. Our DDD first up out of the box. Enter ministry. Plus, we'll look at church disappointment. The third thing we'll tag into is laid out before me. Are you getting the sense this could be some personal testimony? That would be pretty accurate. And then at the end of the hour, we will talk about restoration and that it's real.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Well, actually, I'm going to talk about my testimony. Wait, that's lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Oh, one and the same. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Not really. Personal revelation, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Like four $50 gift certificates for food as giveaways. Yeah. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is open for conversation, except for crayons. I'm gonna have to say no to crayons. I'm sorry. All right, folks, the reason is because it's not professional radio. I think you figured that out by now. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break and then coming back, but...
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel, San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel, Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel, Budapest, Hungary. To register, go online, calvarysandiego.com, Saturday, February 18th, Calvary Chapel, San Diego, men's breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
The world is changing. Don't get caught unprepared. Join the For Such a Time as This conference, February 17th and 18th at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. How can you not only survive, but spiritually thrive during these challenging times? How is Israel God's prophetic timepiece? What are our God-appointed callings in these times? Hear powerful, inspirational speakers, including the world's foremost Jewish apologist and radio host, Dr. Michael Brown, co-host of the Way of the Masters TV show, Ray Comfort, and Tom Doyle, the award-winning author of Dreams and Visions in the Muslim World and Terrorism, Living Your Faith When It's Not Safe. Plus, you'll be able to see the world's only complete set of ancient Old Testament scrolls and experience Tabernacle Alai, a life-size reenactment of the biblical tabernacle. Don't miss For Such a Time as This, Israel, Islam, and the Church. President's Day weekend at Calvary Chapel, Oceanside. Only $19 through February 2nd. $34 at the door. Space is limited. Register at IsraelNowConference.com. That's IsraelNowConference.com.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
Hey, Dave, this segment's brought to you by Excalibur Roofing.
Well, thank you for doing that. I appreciate that. If you want to, you are welcome, by the way, to send an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. For those that are not aware, this is our 1,000th show. Now, I had some people say, but Dave, you did a lot of best ofs, or also known as replays. Yeah. Well, this is actually the 1,000th live 2-hour show. Now you got it. You're getting close to it. We're going to talk a little bit about my testimony throughout this hour. In the next hour, we're giving away food. A $50. I know. $50 Elijah's Restaurant gift certificate relating to the 1,000th show milestone. And I think it's only fitting that we give away deli food. Four times we're doing it during this show. Four times. And it is going to be, actually, it's going to be a giveaway versus a contest, but that doesn't mean I won't ask you a question. So it would be good if you're listening and you're thinking, I want that. It would be good, and don't get upset, we're doing it three more times. Because people get upset when they don't, you know, 15 people call at once. It's hard to, you know, answer all 15 calls. But work on that, Todd, will you? Anyway, the idea there is that you got to listen to what the show is about previous segment, and then there'll be a question in the next segment, and that's where you're going to gain your information. Real quickly, we'll do this, and then we'll get into it. Real quickly, I want to give a shout-out, because it's been over 4 years. This is the 1,000th show. Just an acknowledgement to the KPRZ people that have functioned here. This is in no order other than memory writing them down. Do you understand that? Okay, so there's no preference here. There's no order. There's no anything. But just a shout-out and a thank you to Dave, Ron, Mark, Vicky, Susie, Brittany, Dale, Heather, Kevin, Chris, Jordan, Noah, Paul, Todd, Laura, Cameron, Shelley, Dylan, Matt, Brian, Kirsten, Mike, Tony, Shirley, Craig, Tom, Judy, Casey, Linda, Barty, Tim, and Renee. There you go. Yeah, I wrote those all down by memory. That is pretty good, huh?
Very good.
All right. Got that taken care of. I want to make sure you say hello. Now let's get into it. As many of you know, I have kind of a different kind of background. In this particular hour, I'm going to talk about ministry, church, and sometimes when ministry goes awry or goes a different direction, maybe it goes marble, maybe pumpernickel or awry. But the idea is to understand. Did you get that? Rye bread?
Yeah.
The idea is to understand that there is process here and there is the Lord. And you might go through something that is dramatic or drastic and it doesn't make sense. And the fact of the matter is it could be completely attached to the kingdom of God. That does not exclude there being pain and growth through the process. So I will tell you that when me and my brother and our two companions, Larry and Bruce, so it was David, Billy, Larry, and Bruce, the four of us, four Jews from Detroit who all became Christians within 30 days of each other. That was kind of like the testimony I shared the first year on the show. This was the first big church experience we went to. We went to a church called Heritage Church. That is where I preached my first sermon. This will be a key for that Elijah gift certificate. And my first sermon topic or scripture was Romans 1:16. Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Gentile. That was my first sermon. Now, when I say first sermon, I'm not talking about 5 minutes or 10 minutes. That was my first 35-minute sermon. Probably still my best sermon because I knew nothing except for that I believed it. I had no instruction, no training, no teaching. It was a year and a half into my faith, or a year into my faith, right in that ballpark. It was about 38 and a half years ago, somewhere in there, that I taught on Romans 1:16, believing that passage, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew and then for the Gentile. That consequently has been the passage, Romans 1:16, that I've preached in every church I've opened. Aha! Because there's no reason to be ashamed of being a Christian. But being four Jewish guys from Detroit who all became Christians in that very tight time frame, and knowing each other in Detroit, Michigan, and then getting saved in Phoenix, Arizona. So you see there's a big geographical gap, right? We went around and were well known in the Christian community as the Four Musketeers. We had relationships with people like Tommy Barnett and Phoenix First Assembly, and we had relationship with Gospel Echoes and all these different churches and North Phoenix Baptist Church that we were a part of. And they always thought we were a little strange, and that we were, because we didn't have denominational training. And everywhere we went, you know, they were like, boy, you guys are kind of weird or different. You know, they would say it nicely. That's how it went. So finally we went to this one church called the Heritage Church. It was a small little church on a small street on the street called Harvard in Phoenix, Arizona. And the pastor there, we encouraged him to open up a church and that we would attend and participate. And one of the things we found out is that from this church, we found out that we were special. Now, I don't mean special like your average Christian. Now, bear with me. This is a testimony. But we were told that we were unique and different and special. Now, we've been hearing that from our moms all our lives, so there was nothing there that was that abnormal. But when we first got into the Christian faith, we thought everybody was just loved by God. But then the pastor started pouring it on us. But you guys, four Jews from Detroit who all became Christians, there's, you know, there's something there. Now, I do not disagree that there was something there, but I will say this, and I want to make sure people know this. God doesn't love me any more than he loves anybody else. And in fact, I feel much more like Paul in saying probably a little less because he knows me a little more. I mean, I'm a mess. I just happen to be God's mess. And that's kind of where we're going to keep it. But what we were being told is that there was a uniqueness to us. I'm not disagreeing that there is a uniqueness to Jewish believers, but I'm disagreeing that God's love for somebody like myself is greater than his love for anybody else. Because the love that the Lord has is a pure, righteous, holy love, and the favoritism mentality that we show is not the tarnished love that God has. And I think part of the problem for us is when we were told we were special, then we bought in deeper. And if you want to know how cults get a hold of people and bring them into their fold, I'm going to tell you right now. They tell them they're special. They tell them what their parents didn't tell them, what their siblings didn't tell them, and what their peers didn't tell them. They tell them, you are fantastic, you are special, you are so unique. And that gives the person who hears that this sense of self-appreciation versus it just being a selfishness. This is almost like a lifeline for people who are drowning in the sea of loneliness and disassociation and disconnectedness. And then they find out they're special, special to God, special to these people. And then they become part of a family. Now, you might think, well, there's a lot of Christian principles in there. You know what? There is. But there's a lot of manipulation in there. And so what you see me talking about is instead of being overly committed to one denomination or another, I'm committed to all the denominations in the context of if they name Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they believe that Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21 is the Word of God, the rule of God, the plumb line of God. They understand that the Father gave us the Son, and by accepting the Son, we are engaged with the Holy Spirit and engaged in advancing the kingdom of God. And if there are people that understand that Jesus Christ is at the core, I don't care if they have an L, a P, or a B, or an R, or anything else in front of their denomination. I care that they are a brother or sister in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's how we all should be functioning, even though in that framework we still have the distinctives we like. Nothing wrong with that. As long as you don't use them to separate yourself. And that's not a matter of doctrine, because ice cream that's chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry, it's not a matter of doctrine, it's a matter of decision. However, in some gatherings with the name of faith, the people that lead can be desirous to have control in other people's lives. But nobody tells four Jews from Detroit who become Christians, who have no training, that somebody might want to take advantage of us. So when we come back, I want to talk about what that disadvantage or advantage looked like, so to speak, and what happened in that process in my own life and in church life. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
The new Trump administration could cause explosive moves in the financial markets, and savvy market speculators are rethinking their investment strategy. Are you ready to do the same? At Online Trading Academy, we believe that reaching your financial goals has little to do with who runs the White House and everything to do with who runs your house. That's why it's the best time to learn how to capitalize on opportunities in the financial markets by attending a free half-day class. Call 888-631-8723. That's 888-631-TRADE to reserve your seat. You'll discover professional-grade strategies that can help you generate income, grow wealth, and ultimately achieve your why, the things you want most in life. When you register, you'll get a free mini tablet loaded with actionable investing insights and strategies. Seats are limited, so don't delay. Call 888-631-8723. That's 888-631-TRADE to reserve your seat. That's 888-631-8723. That's 888-631-TRADE or text the word INVEST to 57682.
The Hometown Advantage. You can see it in that new shop down on Main Street, in the office downtown, the factory by the river, and the farm down the road. It's because of people like Reggie in finance and Ruth, the paramedic. Keisha, the designer, has it, and so does Orlando, the nurse. They live around here. They care about this community. They work hard to succeed, and that makes a difference. At HelpWantedSanDiego.com, we're proud to work the Hometown Advantage. We work it around the clock, connecting local employers and local job seekers with local jobs they're good at, jobs they deserve. Post your job today and search a database of resumes to find, select, and hire the best local employees. Employees who live close by, close to family and friends, close to home. That's the Hometown Advantage. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. In 2017, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel next fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with KPRZ and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4- and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Is this that day when God sets me free? I don't know what or just who I'll be. Well, I know that my freedom depends on His grace. So I'm trusting in Him and I'm seeking His face. And the power of God will deliver me out of this hole.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego.
And this segment is brought to you by Whitefields Ministries.
Ah, my good friend Steve Wheeler. All right, ladies and germs, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes, it's time to do a giveaway based on the last segment I have in here in my hand. A $50 gift certificate from Elijah's Restaurant. The only thing you got to tell me is you got to tell me what was the first scripture that I preached for the first sermon, and what's that same scripture. Just got to tell me what the location is, the address. Don't got to quote it. Call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. It's kind of like Jeopardy. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473 for a $50 gift certificate to Elijah's Restaurant, but you got to be able to tell me. Now, I will give you this little caveat. You got to be able to tell me. If you can't tell me what that scripture was, you got to be able to tell me the name of my dog. Because that'll at least tell me you're listening. You know what I'm saying? There you go. So either give me the scripture that I talked about in the last segment or the name of my dog, and you get a $50 gift certificate for Elijah's Restaurant, where you get that opportunity to get, like, they have, by the way, the David best pastrami. What? They have the best pastrami, voted the best pastrami in San Diego. Why do I love them? They're voted the best pastrami in San Diego. I don't got to explain that. That's self-explanatory.
Oh, nice. That's
if you call and so you are not getting, you know, we got somebody who's already winning. So if you didn't make this one, you can make the next one. That's just how we're going to do it. We're going to go with it just in that direction. So if somebody has already got it, don't freak out because everybody's starting to call now. That's right. We're going to do it again next half hour. Next half hour. So I'm going to let Tugboat Todd take care of all that stuff. I'm going to go into the rest of my sharing. Oh, boy, a bunch of people are calling. Okay. Be patient, folks. We're going to do our best to give them away. So anyway, at the beginning of the process, I was talking about entering ministry and preaching my first message and then getting attached to a church. Now, I want to make sure that everybody understands that I love churches. I planted 7 of them. So I'm a big fan of church planting. I'm a big fan of supporting ministry. But that doesn't mean every road I've taken to get there was fantastic, nor will every church experience you have be fantastic. Now, if you got blessed and you're having a great church life and great church experience, just praise the Lord. Because listen to what happened. Once the four of us Jewish guys got involved in a church, there was this new thing that was discussed that nobody ever told me before.
Yes.
It was called pastoral authority.
Across from UTC.
And then they start quoting passages in Psalm 105, verse 15, saying, "Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm." Now, of course, that passage has to do with the children of Israel and God saying that to Gentile kings, but a pastor who's abusive will quote it anyway. Period. And all of a sudden, control, authority, and power became important. And we didn't know why, because we thought the gospel was about, you know, telling people about Jesus. We understand that there's, you know, programs and different things that happen that help people, and we always support that. But you've got to understand that the purity of the gospel is sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. That's what it is. But when a church begins to work into somebody's life where they want to know what your finances are, who you're dating, what kind of job you have, and are you paying 25% of your income to the church, why then we may have some problems. So what happened is the leadership that to us was supposed to represent God, it's all of a sudden God started looking goofy. And there was a church disappointment, which is why I wrote the book, Church Disappointment. It got so bad in the controlling aspect that people didn't take a job or didn't date without getting permission or reviewing it with the pastor to have his blessing. Now, you might think, well, that's just extreme. Not as extreme as you think. And if you were a person that was around in the later 70s and early 80s, and you know what this term means, shepherding movement, you should be well aware that Bob Mumford, who helped create that, repented because of what the abuses were that came out of that. Here's the bottom line. The church evolved into a cult Jim Jones-like gathering. And when we were all scratching our heads because the four of us stayed, but we had about 200 people come and go, and we couldn't figure out what was going on. After all, how could they not love God? And then we were told by the pastor, they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have stayed with us. But to prove they were not of us, they left. And it's like, oh, that's in John. Okay, 1 John. Oh, it's got to be true. All out of context. That's not the point. The point is we got to the point where we had to actually figure out how to make a break from the church ourselves. You're not going to believe this. This is part of the things in the book, but I actually had to put my family on an airplane at 12:30 in the morning to get away for fear of my own life. Somebody contacted me from the church. We gave certain people certain contact because we led people to the Lord and we didn't want to have that full disconnect. A person contacted me and said, "Dave, I had this experience and I don't know what it means." I'm like, "Okay, what happened?" I said, "I was walking up to the church and I believe the Lord spoke to me." I said, "Okay, what'd he say?" This person, her name was Cheryl, she said, "The Lord spoke to me and said, Ichabod."
I said, Ichabod? She goes, yeah. She goes, that's something? I go, yeah, that's something. That's the word that was spoken when the glory of God departed from Israel. And that church that I went to, that I helped create, started off fostering, advancing the kingdom of God, leading people to Christ, blessing people, ministering people, had become a perversion of what the church was supposed to be. And one of the last most innocent people walking up to the church heard a word she had never heard before, didn't even know what it meant, didn't even know it was in the Bible. Ichabod. Wow. I remember thinking, wow, this is deeper than I think it is. There is more demonic activity taking place than I am aware. And here is something that I would tell every person who's listening to me who has any understanding of what I'm talking about. There's a passage in 2 Corinthians 3:17. It says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. If you're in a church that's creating a bondage for you, that is a problem. Not if they're challenging you because you want to go smoking pot. Not if they're challenging you because you want to be promiscuous in sex. That's not, we're not talking about that. We're talking about that the church function has become so stifling, it's like a cult. It's like a religious rules-oriented only. It's like the church's Ten Commandments are more important than God's Ten Commandments, and that the traditions far outweigh the truth. That is a church that does not have the Spirit of the Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is a freedom in the Lord. You get, there is some space to breathe. If you're a person and you like to eat lasagna, it's not against the will of God. If your pastor says only do this and only do this, and those are outside of the boundaries of specific passages, then you need to be aware that somebody's going into extra biblical material, not permitted. I mean, for crying out loud, it's most difficult enough to walk with the Lord hand in hand following his word. Why would you want to follow somebody or some group that tries to add to that? Right? So I left in the middle of the night with my family, told nobody, borrowed money to escape, fearing for my life, which was threatened on multiple occasions afterwards. When I come back, I'll tell you what happened once I left, when of course I thought nothing would be there but the abyss. But God had another plan. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
We are never out of God's sight and his loving care.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by David McCaslin. David writes, on the day our youngest daughter was flying from Munich to Barcelona, I visited my favorite flight tracking website to follow her progress. After I entered her flight number, my computer screen showed that her flight had crossed Austria and was skirting the northern part of Italy. From there, the plane would fly over the Mediterranean, south of the French Riviera towards Spain, and was scheduled to arrive on time. It seemed that the only thing I didn't know was what the flight attendants were serving for lunch. David continues, why did I care about my daughter's location and circumstances? Because I love her. I care about who she is, what she's doing, and where she's going in life. In Psalm 32, David celebrated the marvel of God's forgiveness, guidance, and concern for us. Unlike a human father, God knows every detail of our lives and the deepest needs of our hearts. The Lord's promise to us is, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. Whatever our circumstances today, we can rely on God's presence and care because the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the one who trusts in him. We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel, San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel, Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel, Budapest, Hungary. To register, go online, calvarysandiego.com. Saturday, February 18th, Calvary Chapel, San Diego Men's Breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Son of God. Oh, welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ 1210 AM. Boy, I read that backwards. Wow, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Hey, Tugboat Todd, what do we got?
This segment is brought to you by Sam Rasool.
Okay, you know, I like that.
Send him a Sam.
Yeah, and it's kind of like this segment brought to you by, I like that thing. It's kind of fun. All right, so we're having fun today on the 1,000th show. We're about to give away another $50 gift certificate to Elijah's Restaurant. Let's just understand something before you even call. We're talking about the best pastrami sandwich in San Diego. Who voted it the best pastrami sandwich? Do you remember?
Jewish Journal.
Okay. Come on. Hands down. Mic drop. Bam.
Yeah.
It's over. All right. So we've got this one going. You'll probably want to know what the question is. Here's the question. I'm gonna give you a – you can either answer in either or. Because that last segment's tough. It's tough to listen to if you kind of get into it. It's difficult stuff, right? Okay. Here's what I'm gonna ask you. Okay, ready? What was the word that the person said that the Lord spoke to them when they were coming up to the church? And if you don't know that, do I have a granddaughter or a grandson now? 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. So I have one now and one that's coming, grandchildren. You have to figure out which is which. One now, one in 4 weeks. Yeah, that's right. But for those that are like, oh, no, I want that, and I remember I was listening, what was the word that I said? I will give you this one hint. There is a well-known story where this person, I can't remember the story now. It's Crane. The last person's name is Crane. If you remember their first name, you will remember the word. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Do not talk to Tugboat Todd for an hour. He cannot do that. He's running a show. And let me tell you something.
You know,
those producers in there, when they're running a show for me, I'm flying left and right, left and right.
All I need is your first.
Because I'm not like messing. I'm just like, nope, let's go. Go, go, go. All right. So I just talked to you about the fact that we had just left on an airplane. I'm not going to get into every single detail because I cannot tell you every single detail. But I will tell you that in escaping from my life, I went out to California to go see my brother, which was the person who led me to the Lord in the first place. And we had tarnished relationships because of the church, because he left the church on bad terms.
Your cell phone's breaking
before I did.
But you need to pick.
So I went out to see him to reconcile, make everything right. And we were talking, and I said, "Yeah, I'm going to head out to." Of all places, I decided to go to Colorado.
Yeah,
and you might be saying, well, why did you go to Colorado? Here's my most direct answer. I have no idea other than God was like, you're going here.
Okay, and it's available for pickup.
So I decided I'm going to go to Colorado. This is in the book. And I secure a car, take my family. I'm driving from California to Colorado. You ever made that ride? It's an interesting ride. It's not maybe the best ride in the wintertime kind of thing, but it's an interesting ride.
Keep listening. He's going to give out
I'm on my way from where I'm at. And by the way, for those that are freaking out, there will be more gifts. Relax. Okay, we did get this last one. I'm on my way to Colorado. I'm not taking the best route. I end up going through a city called, get ready, because this is going to be a clue for you. I go through a city called Gunnison, Colorado. I don't know if anybody's heard of that or not, but maybe you have. It's Wednesday night. I stop at a church. It's a church of several hundred people, which for me is unique because I'm used to a church of about 30. I'm sitting in the church. I'm probably fifth or sixth row back. you know, it's Assembly of God style church. Not a problem. All good. Wednesday night Bible study. Let's see what's going on. And I'm sitting there thinking, did I just make the biggest mistake of my life? Because I left this church where I learned to preach, I learned to teach, I learned to be annoying. Oh, wait, that was before. I learned to just do a lot of things in ministry, to pray for people, to care, to comfort, to go to hospitals, and to, you know, just to the whole. I learned ministry in this church, even though it was kind of like, you know, squaring out, even though it was like Jim Jonesing away. And so I left it all, and I just kept saying to the Lord, did I blow it? Did I make a mistake? Oh, Lord, you know, I'm super sorry. Did I make a mistake? And I just said to the Lord, please tell me if I'm going to do ministry again. Just tell me. I mean, did I just blow this whole thing? Did I just ruin everything that I, you know, found my drug deliverance in you? Did I just blow it all? Sitting in the church, contemplating life to myself, sitting in the church while the preacher is preaching. You ever hear an Assembly of God preacher preach? It's not 10 minutes. You get my drift? It's, you know, a little longer, right? Guy's preaching away. Good sermon. Good worship. Good everything. Good church. He stops in the middle of his sermon. He has never met me, and I have never met him. He points at me. Right now, the world has become surreal, and I've become about a quarter of an inch big. He looks right at me and says, son, the Lord says you will be in ministry again. And then he goes right back to preaching. And I'm sitting there going, what just happened? Where am I? Where's Rod Serling? What is going on? In the middle of this guy's sermon, the middle of his sermon, he stopped. That never happens by itself. Let's be honest. Points at me, and the Lord uses him to speak to me so that I don't walk off a ledge. Never met him. I mean, afterwards, you should have seen what was going on afterwards. You just wouldn't even believe it. Oh, stay here. You know, da, da, da. It was incredible. But I did know something at that moment. There was a road laid out before me, and I didn't even know I was on it. But the Lord did. And I thank God for that minister who is at least sensitive enough to stop preaching. I'm looking, he could have waited to the end of the sermon and just come up and talk to me. I'm not saying anything about that. But he didn't. And boy, it made an impact on my life. In Gunnison, Colorado. Remember that. Gunnison, Colorado. Was about that time. And this is where and people have heard this part before, but it's an important part. It's about that time that when I did get to Silverthorne, Colorado, or actually I was in Silverthorne, Colorado, right by the Keystone area, for those that want to know where it was. And I went to a church, and the pastor's name was David Huntswerk, and I went in there, and you know what I did? I told Pastor Huntswerk everything that happened to me. I told him all the stuff that happened. Listen, it's really important. I told him all the stuff. I think I poured out 30 minutes of goo, as I just told him, this happened, then this happened, and I was upset about this, and I'm upset about this. Now listen to this. So Pastor David Huntswerk looks at me, and he starts crying. And you know what I did? I got mad. Well, first of all, it's my story. Why is he crying? I'm telling you the tale. I'm telling you I'm the one that's running away from the cult. I'm telling you all this stuff that's going on, and he's crying. And I'm looking at him like, what are you doing? Why are you crying? And then he looks at me through the tears, right at me, and says, this is how God feels about your pain. And I lost it. In John 11:35, it says, Jesus wept. Two very simple words. So powerful, they broke my heart. I was so mad that God let me go through the experience, and God was sitting there communicating to me through another person how he knows what I'm going through. And I just didn't even know how to respond. I was just like, wow. First, I felt like a complete idiot. And the reason I felt like an idiot is because I didn't give God credit that he was with me. Second, I felt like a complete idiot because the way that I portrayed God in my own heart and mind was this very specific taskmaster who would just snap the whip if I made a mistake or smack me with the rod of correction. Didn't see this gentle, loving father, which I never had growing up, but God in Scripture is. And it taught me. I learned more in that 5 minutes of life than I've learned in reading the New. I've read the New Testament over 150 times. I've read the Old Testament about 40 times. I learned more in that 5 minutes about God than any 10 Bible sessions in a row or 20. I knew right then and there, I'm booking God. I'm not living God. I need to live God. And I broke like a baby and wept. I wept at my own shame because of what I imputed to God. And we prayed together, and I realized that I wasn't going to put that on God ever again. I might complain, which I do. I might whine about this, that, whatever, but I was never going to let that buildup of bitterness go like that ever again. And when I didn't understand, I was going to do the Jobinian, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. And I might argue and I might fail, and believe me, I argue and fail, but I'm not going to drop that on God the way I dropped it on him for years, because he doesn't deserve that. He's not worthy of that kind of contempt. You understand? All right, when we come back, I'm going to tell you what happened after that. Could be life-changing for you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
The new Trump administration could cause explosive moves in the financial markets, and savvy market speculators are rethinking their investment strategy. Are you ready to do the same? At Online Trading Academy, we believe that reaching your financial goals has little to do with who runs the White House and everything to do with who runs your house. That's why it's the best time to learn how to capitalize on opportunities in the financial markets by attending a free half-day class. Call 888-631-8723. That's 888-631-TRADE to reserve your seat. You'll discover professional-grade strategies that can help you generate income, grow wealth, and ultimately achieve your why, the things you want most in life. When you register, you'll get a free mini-tablet loaded with actionable investing insights and strategies. Seats are limited, so don't delay. Call 888-631-8723. That's 888-631-TRADE to reserve your seat. That's 888-631-8723. That's 888-631-TRADE or text the word INVEST to 57682.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel, San Diego. I want to invite all the men out for our men's breakfast Saturday, February 18th. The theme is Run for the Prize. Special guest speakers include Pastor Mike McIntosh of Horizon, Pastor Mike Bucher of Calvary Chapel, Cleveland, with special guest worship from Calvary Chapel, Budapest, Hungary. To register, go online, calvarysandiego.com, Saturday, February 18th, Calvary Chapel, San Diego, Men's Breakfast. Let us know you're coming by registering at calvarysandiego.com.
When most people hear the word leprosy, they wonder if it still even exists. But leprosy does exist. It's a disease that cripples and disfigures, sinking adults and children alike into lives of shame and isolation. The man with leprosy said to Jesus, "Lord, if you are willing, you can heal me." Jesus said, "I am willing." Are you willing? You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in 3 people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now. 800-443-0838. 800-443-0838. Nice. That's 800-443-0838. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
So I come to you, my friend, and now I'm asking you again to forgive my sin.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We have next hour two more $50 Elijah restaurant gift certificates that we're going to be giving away. I'm warning you. I just can't say it any clearer. The next hour, we're doing a message called The Father of Lies. If you've ever heard about spiritual warfare and weren't sure, I promise you it's altering. It's life altering. That's just the only I try to do this thing I'm going to share with you all the time. It's just so important. It's crucial to the Christian walk. So we've been discussing just this other part of my testimony. Typically, I'll really focus in on the salvation moment. And for whatever reason, as I was prepping for the show over these last couple of days, I really felt like it was important to talk to people who've been hurt and burned in church experiences or in life experiences, and they just can't figure out what's going on. So we kind of walked through me entering into ministry, getting into a church that was really kind of, you know, self-culting, just shepherding movement style church that went nuts, shepherding church on steroids. Then I went out to Colorado. The Lord spoke to me twice in Colorado in my life that altered my life completely. So I wanted to end this part with a part that we've never discussed before. I wanted to talk about it because obviously from the moment that the person in Gunnison, Colorado, the minister said, you will be in ministry again, to this moment, I've been in ministry consistently. I haven't actually been out. And so I wanted to kind of give credit because David Huntsworth, who was the pastor who said, you know, this is how the Lord feels for you, and he was crying, and then we prayed together and so on and so forth. He was actually the person who invited me to speak at his church on a Sunday night. That was my actual return into ministry. So he was not just responsible, Pastor David, was not just responsible for me kind of getting a handle on that there's a path that's been laid out for me and the Lord is with me, but also responsible for putting me in that position of the beginning that process of exercising those gifts again, which tells you that he had a lot of faith and a lot of confidence that it was the Lord. You typically don't turn your pulpit over or your ministry, sharing or your Sunday night, you know, if you've got a series going, you typically don't turn that over to somebody, but he saw something different and went with it, and it was really great. There was a ton of people there, and it was a lot of great stuff that happened. But the reason that I bring that up is coming down to one very specific point, and that is when the pastor invited me to speak again, and he said, are you a teacher or a preacher? And I said, I'm right in between. I'm a reacher, because it's a little bit of both sometimes. And I said, and that's a little arrogant, but it was a funny thing that happened with me, so I love to share that. Anyway, the key is I started to get it. And you're thinking, well, what is the it? And the it is that always, always God is with me. Even when I'm feeling alone. You guys know that Footsteps, you know, little poem. I mean, everybody knows that. It's like, it's a great, and it's a wonderful poem. It's not scripture, but it's a wonderful poem. And it's like, look, the Lord is with you, even if you feel alone. And so I just want to close with this passage, but I want you to catch two things from this passage. Really important. Matthew 28:16-20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. What you get in that passage is this understanding that Jesus is with us no matter what. But wait, here's what I want you to get. That's not even what I want you to catch. In verse 18, Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. When Jesus was walking the earthly ministry, his authority came from his communion with the Father. Now that he had successfully accomplished his mission, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto Christ. When Jesus was in his earthly journey, he had one ministry that he was in function, his mission, the sacrificial lamb. Now that he is resurrected, he's in this other ministry. In the one ministry, he was reaching many people. In the new ministry, he's reached millions of people for thousands of years and continues to do so. Here's the catch. After Jesus died and was buried, what did he do? He resurrected. And when he resurrected, he came back with more authority, more power, more anointing, more of a position than ever before. And when you go through that really bad experience, and it's dramatic, and it pulls your heart out, and you die, then the Lord resurrects you. And you come back stronger than ever before, more in touch with him than ever before, with more authority and more understanding than you've ever had before. You come back a new person. In fact, you're resurrected once the Lord brings you through it. Maybe it's the toughest thing you ever went through. Maybe it's relationship. Maybe it's the death of a child or a spouse. Maybe it's just the hardest thing because you've lost your ability to do things. I've got a message for you. When you are dead, that's when the Lord resurrects you, and not before. And when he resurrects you, you come back stronger than ever, under more anointing, more power, with more ministry than you ever thought possible. Sometimes in order to get to the resurrection part, guess what has to happen? You gotta die. I often think of it as God beating that cult out of me. So I look at it, kind of like what God did to David by beating the Saul out of him so he would never be like Saul. And whatever it is the Lord has allowed you to endure or go through, there's a reason, and there's a reason for it to come to a halt, and a reason for you to die to it, and then a reason for you to be buried in it, and another reason for you to be resurrected when it's over. Now you take that terrible pain that you went through. God bless you. I'm so sorry you went through it, but you use it to minister to others who will encounter what you have encountered, and then you become the vessel and the tool that God had in mind. All a part of his plan from the beginning. Wow. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty. Then we're coming back with a doozy, the father of lies. Don't go anywhere.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.